Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy
they bring to me,
how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me. With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All right. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we get into your word, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward, to open our hearts and minds, to be receptive, Father, to this, your precious word, so that we can have knowledge and wisdom, Father, to be stronger spiritually, to reach out into this lost and dark world, to help those that are in need of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we can help the Holy Spirit, Father, bring them to the knowledge that they need the Lord, and that they go to Him and repent and receive their forgiveness and become your children, Father, and begin a new life, a life of righteousness. Now, Father, be with us throughout the study this evening, and I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, now, tonight we're going to be going back to our old ways, and we're going to be having communion. So if you're ready, get your bread, says, we know that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Eat your bread. Eat your cup. And after the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Drink your cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. All right. Now we're going to be going in this evening to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We finished 12 this morning. We're going into 13 now. And see where that takes us. And see how far the Lord wants to take us. So, if you got it, you're ready. In verse 1, do I speak with the tongues of men and of angels? Pardon me just a moment. Satan, you're an evil spirit, ain't got no business here at all. I told you to leave this house, and I'm telling you again now, in the name of Jesus, leave. Right now, in Jesus' name. All right. Now, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Charity is godly love. And there's a difference between the charity kind of love and just regular love. There's no power or anything in regular love. But with charity love, which is godly love, there is power. Puts in a lot of things and in a lot of ways. And can teach us a lot of things. And that's why it's considered even a better, the best of all gifts. You know, we were told at the end, actually, the last two verses of chapter 12, says, having all the gifts of healing, do all speak in tongues, do all interpret, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. And that more excellent way he was talking about was this gift of charity. Now, verse 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. It takes that charity to get a lot of things working and moving. And without that, we are considered as nothing. 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, yet profits me nothing. 4. Charity suffers long. I want you to listen to this. This godly love suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is easily provoked. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. You see, that gets a charity. Puts quite a bit in you. But it also takes the evil things out of you. Because it has no part of evil. It don't even think evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. You see, it has no part of iniquity, no part of sin, but it rejoices in the truth of Almighty God in His Word. And that is what we need to be living through and by in this day and time, because we are in the last days of time, brothers and sisters. You may not believe it, you may not want to believe it, but that is a fact. And things, they are things in the works, and these things that are in the works, that are laying there, are not for the best interest of you and I as the children of God. We know that right now we are waiting for the last. Jew to be saved, that is to be saved before the Lord returns. We don't know when that'll be, no. But the things that God gave us to watch, learn, to know what was going to be taking place before that, we are seeing so much of it today in the day and time in which we are living. We all need to be not only getting ready, but staying ready to meet our Lord at any moment. Because, you know, depending on things that happen and the way they will be happening, even with us, we don't know, but the Lord does. Which means, actually, to get us out of the way of some of the bad, bad things, He could come for us as individuals. This world is being filled with evil. And a land that was the richest nation in the world, the best blessed by God, turned its back and walked away from Him. And has gone into doing a lot of things that the nations were at one time in the Old Testament were doing. You know, there was a time that there was a nation that that was sacrificing their children to idols. Today, this land we live in is doing the same thing. They don't call it idols of God, but it is for their own reason why they are sacrificing and murdering that child. And none of it is for the grace of God, that you can be sure of. And they will. This nation will have to answer for that. And if we cannot get our churches to quit accepting abortion as being a woman's choice, as though there's nothing wrong with that, and accepting that belief and all into the church, along with the homosexuality, we're going to lose our freedom to worship the Lord our God. And if we continue to do so, we're going to be jailed and killed and beaten for it. You better get right. Our churches need to repent right now. Repent. There is a way out. But our churches need to come together, tear the walls down, fix it to where it does not matter what denomination you belong to, because that denomination now has joined God's church, and that's the only church. That's the only church there is anyway. And that they have joined it. And they are now going to be working in unity and bringing things to repentance. And if they will do that and will work together and remove from office those that are in our higher office of our government that has brought this evil upon our people in this land, then with their removal, this land can repent and they can be replaced with ones that are walking in righteousness, serving the Lord God and doing the things that need to be done here on this earth. And once again, this nation could be known as a nation under God. And we have our land for a while. We know that at the end of this great revival, we're going to come to bad, bad times. But we need to be living for the Lord Jesus Christ until he comes for his church. He'll never leave us. He told us he wouldn't, and he won't. But we've got to stand for him, praise his holy name. All right. Now, We're told here in 6, he rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. He beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Now listen to verse 8. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. You see, there's a lot of things to having that gift of charity. And that's why Paul listed as being greater even than the rest of all of the gifts of God. Yes, all the gifts are good. Because everything that comes from God is good. But he's letting us know. Because to walk with this kind of charity, with this godly love, and walk as we are to walk in it, as it tells us about the way we should be, the way we should walk, the way we should act, and how we should be and live, we can see the things that we could do, that we need to be doing right today. Now, man, for we know in part and we prophesy in part. Then, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. Everything that is just temporary, when the Lord comes for his church, that'll all be done away. And everything out of this life with and into the next will continue with you. Because he's not going to leave you. Especially then. If he won't leave you now, here on this earth, he's sure not going to leave you when you step out of this life and into the next. Unless you haven't made it, that you stepped out of this life with sin. You see, he won't leave you, but you can leave him. Think about these things. Now here in verse 11. When I was a child, think as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Now, have you put away what would be considered childish things? The things of this world? Because are you still a babe in Christ? I'm telling you that have repented, put your faith and trust in him, and that you are growing. But have you put away all of the things of this world? We can take nothing of this world with us. Remember that. Now, 12. For now, we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face, now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. That'll really give us a revelation of ourselves, woman. This is our last verse, and we will be ending here. And now about it, faith, hope, charity. Remember, we're listing three. And now about it, faith, hope, and charity. These three. But the greatest of these is charity. The greatest of all is that godly love. And yet very few know anything about that at all. And our churches, for the most part, is not even teaching it today. These are things that we need to know and to share with others. Now we've come to the end of chapter 13. And I am going to say this. I pray that every one of you, and that you can even talk to someone maybe on the phone or something, and get them to call in the morning and listen, because we have got one great study coming up. One that is and has been ignored so long, and yet it is filled with things that our men are doing right today that should never have been at all. And they don't even know they're not supposed to. So there's time to get the knowledge out so they can repent things straight. All right. I hope that all of you have gotten something out of the service tonight, this study. I pray that you have. So now let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as I close your word, I thank you, Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for the Holy Spirit, and I thank you for this word and the time that we can come together to share it. And Father, I pray for Israel. I pray for peace for them. But even more than that, Father, I pray for them all to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah, so that none of them be lost, Father. Now, Father, this land in which we live, it is filled with so much evil because of those that we do have sitting in our high places, which brought all this evil upon us, who are convinced to keep on bringing it, state by state, even throwing itself over this whole nation, the Father, I'm praying that it be stocked up more where it's at, and that we begin sharing your gospel, to take it away even from those states, and to straighten those states out. Bring them to repentance, Father. Let them see the evil of their ways. And to replace each evil person that has had anything to do with us from office, whatever office, whether it be a government office, or whether it be an office of a judge, or whatever, let them be replaced with ones that belong to you, that serve you, that love you, love the Lord Jesus Christ, loves your church, loves your people, and loves this nation. And that will work with us to put this nation back upon, or getting back upon, the foundation of which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, I pray for each one that's on my heart, that is close to me, Jenny Powers, Jenny Slee, Amy and Tom and Jacob, Willie and Bobby, Gordon and Shane, James Taylor, Ellen Stone, Daryl and Debbie, Sue Branson, my wife, Father, Chris and Sam and that little family. Father, all of our families, we each have family members that are not living right now. And I'm asking the Holy Spirit to work within our families to help us to bring them from darkness to light so that they too can start a new life, serving you and the Lord Jesus Christ, and working to help others. Now, Father, as we come to see you, I ask that all be kept in health and in safety through the night, and be brought together again in the morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and back into your word, Father, so that we can learn more and more each and every day. Our Father, bless us in this night. Keep us all in the heart of your hand. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. Have a great one. Walk with God, he'll walk with you.